local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome to a Wednesday. Welcome to Pensacola Right Now, hour number three here. Joe and Austin with you as we get you through your drive home with letting you know everything happening in your world today. It's May 15th, 2024, a busy day here, both in terms of national headlines, everything happening, and of course here right here at home. A couple of big updates on the way here of local stories happening. We do start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Today, the Biden administration confirming they'll move forward with a new $1 billion weapons package for Israel.
It is one pause on these bombs, one package, one shipment, and that is obviously connected to Rafah and the potential what could happen in Rafah, and we've been very clear about that.
The administration announced the package includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. President Biden and Donald Trump set to face off in general election debates scheduled for June and September.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice.
And they'll participate in a CNN debate on June 27th in Atlanta. A second debate hosted by ABC News on September 10th. The debates were scheduled hours after Biden challenged Trump in a video on X with an obvious jab at his criminal hush money trial. The statement, I think, something to do with, hey, I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Yes, Wednesdays are the off days for the criminal hush money trial. So well done by you, Mr. President.
Biden won, Trump zero.
That's right. Also, a preliminary report revealing new details on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB says cargo ship Dolly was leaving the harbor on March 26 when it lost electrical power and propulsion before striking a support pier. Investigators also determined the day before the ship suffered a blackout then. So not great news there. We'll get a look at our local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads here, not a ton going on. The two biggest talking points so far this evening have been Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway. You still may have a slight bit of congestion if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, and a little bit if you're traveling westbound just passing Windhaven Beach on Navarre Parkway heading in the direction of Highway 87. But once again, those are both very minor, and outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up. Oh, and this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida, Joe.
All right, very good. A lot happening here locally. New this afternoon, Channel 3 reporting one person dead after a drowning on Pensacola Beach. Today, according to Channel 3 EMS crews called to Fort Pickens Road near Galvez Court, a little before 5 this afternoon, the individual was pulled from the water. Life-saving measures were performed, but unsuccessful. No additional information released. Escambia Sheriff's Office today still seeking any information from yesterday's drive-by shooting on Diego Circle. It happened around 4, led to 3 people inside the home being injured with gunshot wounds. Sheriff Chip Simmons says they believe the shooting is tied to at least some of the shootings that have been reported over the last few weeks.
It's bad enough that you try to shoot somebody and kill somebody, but then you just don't care about the surroundings either. You don't care about a school being nearby. You don't care about kids being nearby. You don't know whose children they are. All you care about is yourself and getting some sort of revenge.
And that includes the triple homicide at West Jackson Square, another ambush-style fatal shooting 2 days later on Topaz Avenue. The suspect vehicle, a stolen 2018 Hyundai Sonata, has been located, but there's still no suspect information. Pensacola police, though, today confirming that an arrest was made in connection to a shooting at Club Paparazzi on Sunday night. 31-year-old Javon Booker was arrested today, accused of shooting another man at least 3 times.
Chief Randall has made it perfectly clear that shooting in Pensacola is not going to be tolerated. That's why he has absolutely no problem having our partners with the DEA, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the U.S. Marshals assist us with these type cases in order to bring them to a quick conclusion.
That arrest made near Belmont and DeVillers streets today. Booker now charged with carrying a concealed weapon and firing a deadly missile inside a building. One of the key players in the negotiations over the Olaf 8 property in Beulah submitting a revised offer this week, that from Beulah Town Center LLC. It's for $25 million for 290 acres. It includes a $250,000 deposit to be paid as soon as the county agrees to the site plan and puts zoning in place. The developer says their plans remain in line with the DPZ master plan. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosch says that offer, as well as the one on the table from local businessmen Cliff Moe and Ryan Chavers, will be discussed at their meeting Monday. And Bragosch says that there's a potentially third interested party from Alabama that's visiting the area next week as well. Couple stories from the city of Milton today. City Attorney Alex Andrade says for nearly a year, Mayor Heather Lindsay has been ignoring and refusing to comply with public records requests that he's made.
There's one overarching cardinal rule related to compliance with the act, and that is you cannot exhibit or show any type of evidence of intent to not comply. You have to make every effort to act in good faith and fully comply when a request comes in, regardless of the person who makes the request, the reasoning behind the request.
And as a result of last night's city council meeting, the city attorney is now filing a lawsuit against the mayor. The council voted 6-2 to authorize that, with council members Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow voting against. Andrade says the requests all center around communication that Lindsay had with several individuals, including former clerk Don Molinaro, surrounding the attempts to hire Scott Collins as city manager. And finally, city preparing for life after Randy Jorgensen again. Tomorrow evening, the city council holding a second workshop this week where they'll discuss moving forward with a new city manager. During yesterday's workshop, city councilman Jeff Snow suggests the best option is sitting right in front of them.
We all hope Mr. Collins worked out. It didn't work out. So we're willing to go back out on the street. We had 45 applicants the last time, and I saw only two or three that I really felt comfortable with. Ed Spears is one of them.
The last month, Jorgensen hired Spears as the city's assistant city manager, and now Snow is proposing that when Jorgensen leaves in August, Spears be elevated to the role for 6 months before deciding to make him permanent or being a new search. We'll take a break there. State and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about Jerry Seinfeld's outstanding commencement address at Duke University. You know, the one that got reported as people protested and walked out? Yeah, 30 or so, but 7,000 stayed and listened, and it was amazing. And we talked with Mayor Reeves about the noise ordinance enforcement starting tomorrow. Also, how the children's book if you give a mouse a cookie is the best analogy I've heard yet for what's going on with these protesters. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com. Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with Cinemas in the Sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on the roads in our last update. We mentioned some mild congestion that was on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway, but both of those instances have seemingly cleared up just about entirely, if not completely so. So if you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the boyfriend of a missing Polk County woman is in custody after almost a year since her disappearance.
I don't know why she's doing this. I don't know where she went, where she go, or what. It's just out of the character, out of the blue for her. She's done stuff like this for the past, but not this long.
That was Russell Carroll last October. Today, Auburndale police say they've charged him with grand theft after he redirected money from Tanya Whip's account to his own. Currently, he's not facing charges connected to her disappearance. The 38-year-old was last seen last June.
And what could be a key piece of evidence in a girl's death is now into custody of the FWC. Investigators yesterday seized a boat that may have hit and killed 15-year-old Ella Adler last weekend. She was water skiing in Biscayne Bay when she was hit by a boat that fled the scene. The boat was found behind a home in Coral Gables, and FWC says that the boat's owner is cooperating.
The man accused in a crash that killed 8 farm workers in Marion County, remaining behind bars after his initial appearance.
Good morning, sir. Can you state your name, please?
Brian Howard.
Right now, this court is going to hold you on a no bond on all 8 counts, sir.
The 41-year-old is reportedly under suicide watch in the Marion County Jail. Police say he was behind the wheel of a pickup truck that sideswiped a busload of migrant workers from Mexico who were on their way to pick watermelon.
And some wholesome news here. Publix is making sure Floridians don't go hungry. The Lakeland-based grocery chain says it is donating 100 million pounds of produce to Feeding America partner food banks to help people experiencing food insecurity. The amount is enough to fill six public stores wall to wall, and at least half of the overall donation is going out to seven nonprofits in the state of Florida.
The biggest supporter for Florida's recreational marijuana amendment may be the medical marijuana industry.
That's because the once hot market for new customers for medical pot is burning out. Some 900,000 Floridians have medical marijuana cards, but recreational weed could create millions of new customers. Trulieve, Florida's biggest cannabis company, has provided $50 million to the effort. The Tampa Bay Times reports its CEO believes with the state's tens of millions of tourists, Florida could become the biggest weed market in the world. I'm Chris Trenkman.
And nationally, Slovakia's prime minister is fighting for his life after an assassination attempt. Robert Fico was shot several times in Handlova. That's around 100 miles from the country's capital. According to a statement posted on his official Facebook page, Fico is in a life-threatening condition. Video shows police tackling the alleged gunman.
A bridge in Galveston, Texas, damaged today after a barge hit it this morning. The vessel hit the railroad side of the Pelican Island Causeway that connects Galveston to Pelican Island. It's the only way on or off the island. A large piece of the bridge fell due to being hit. Officials say no injuries or rescues have been reported and damage is being assessed.
And opening statements are underway in the corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Lisa G has more.
The jury selection is now complete in the senator's bribery case. It took nearly 3 days to select 12 jurors and six alternates after attorneys went through an initial pool of about 150 people. Menendez is accused of taking bribes, including cash and gold bars, in exchange for helping three New Jersey businessmen. The senator's wife is also expected to stand trial for her alleged role in the case, but her trial has been delayed because of health issues. Senator Menendez has pled not guilty. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen is expected to be back on the stand when Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. Cohen told the jury the former president orchestrated the scheme to falsify business records and hide the $130,000 payment made to Stormy Daniels. The defense tries to portray Cohen as a liar who was a convicted and disbarred lawyer who lied to Congress.
And the grandson of Jimmy Carter says that the former president might not have much time left. Speaking at a mental health forum, Jason Carter said that his grandfather is doing okay after being in hospice for the past year, but that he is, quote, coming to the end. Jimmy Carter is the oldest living president in U.S. history at age 99.
And Wall Street closing with stocks higher today. This comes after the release of April's Consumer Price Index. It's also as the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at record highs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 349 points to 39,908, S&P 500 rising by 61 to 5308, and the NASDAQ jumped 231 to 16,742. Recapping our top three stories today, the Biden administration says they'll move forward with a new billion-dollar weapons package for Israel that includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. A couple of debates are now scheduled for President Biden and Donald Trump. One will be on CNN June 27th in Atlanta, a second on ABC on September 10th, and the NTSB out with a preliminary report on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They say that the cargo ship Dolly was lost electrical power and propulsion as it was leaving the harbor and struck a support pier. Also, the day before, the ship suffered a blackout as well. Pretty interesting photos posted to our News Radio Facebook page just a moment ago. Looks like a pro-Palestinian caravan is parading through downtown Pensacola at this moment. Andrew at the scene there says that a caravan of around 10 cars left Community Maritime Park and driving through Palafox sporting flags demonstrating for Palestine.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. As President Biden and Donald Trump agree to a pair of debates, a new Fox News poll looking at the contest is out. Fox's Peter Ducey has details.
Among registered voters, Biden is seen as doing a better job on abortion, health care, and election integrity, while Trump is seen as stronger on foreign policy, crime, the economy, and immigration.
The first debate will be June 27th on CNN. The second is set for September 10th on ABC. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow with prosecution star witness and former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen on the stand.
On the stand yesterday, Cohen admitted to lying before Congress in 2017 and again to special counsel prosecutors the next year. Today on Capitol Hill, a lawyer that he consulted with before reaching a plea deal with federal prosecutors says much of what Cohen said yesterday was a lie.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Something new from Uber for folks looking to get to the airport, concerts, or sporting events. The rideshare company today announced the launch of Uber Shuttle, which will let users book up to 5 seats in a shuttle from a central location to an event for less than the cost of a regular per-person Uber ride. The cost of the shuttle rides won't be affected by surge pricing. The shuttle will roll out this summer in several U.S. cities. Netflix is making another big bet on live sports. The streaming giant has inked a deal with the NFL to stream 2 Christmas Day football games this year. A Chiefs-Steelers battle in Pittsburgh reportedly one of them, and at least one game on Christmas in 2025 and 26. We'll learn this evening more specifics about the Christmas Day games. Buoyed by positive data on consumer inflation, traders and investors today pushed stocks solidly higher. The major index is all notching fresh closing highs. The Dow Industrial Average up 350 points, and the S&P 500 leaped 61. That's your...
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. After Game 4, some crushed Tom Thibodeau's demanding coaching style and claimed it was the cause for the abundance of New York injuries. Where are all those people now after the Knicks took a 3-2 series lead when they defeated the Pacers in Game 5 by 30 points? Thibodeau has exceeded all expectations since arriving to New York and continues to get the most out of his team, and maybe some should just remember that next time before crushing his coaching style. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road, Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read 4 essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you, and the way He does that is primarily through His Word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you.
Austin.
I swear it's true.
Yes, sir.
Continues. Just a absolute heat missile today with the bumper music. Good job out of you today.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, sometimes I'm off because I just have a very poor stretch of luck selecting songs, because it's like, okay, that sounds like a decent song. I make sure there's no cussing, it's got the right length and everything, and then it just ends up bombing for bumper music. But yeah, I think this has been one of my better days. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a ton going on this hour on the roads. It seems like Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway, the two biggest troublemakers of the evening, have eased up. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Patchy fog is possible during the overnight hours, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. We'll have some sun mixed with just a few clouds on Thursday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. The weather dry on Thursday, but we have high rain chances on Friday and Saturday. Pockets of showers and thunderstorms likely to move through. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good, Alan. Appreciate that. 6:38, the time. Austin, what is happening in the world of sports today?
Well, starting with the NBA, we got a TNT doubleheader. Cavs at Celtics, that started about 40 minutes ago. The Celtics in a tight game right now, early second quarter. Celtics only up 34-31. The Cavs are down in that series 3-1, so if they lose tonight, they are eliminated. And the Celtics are the first team to make their conference finals lock, so good for them, I suppose. That's going to be followed by Mavs at Thunder at 8:30. That series is tied 2-2. In the NHL playoff scene tonight, it's just one game. Starts in a little over 20 minutes. Avalanche at Stars. That's going to be on ESPN. The Avalanche, similarly to the Cavaliers, are facing elimination, down 3-1 to Dallas, so they need to be on the lookout for that. Then there's just a few headlines keeping with the NBA theme. The Nets are retiring Vince Carter's number 15. This is pretty, you know.
The who?
The New Jersey, well, formerly New Jersey Nets, now Brooklyn Nets. But when he played for them, they were in New Jersey. He spent several years there, had some of his best seasons there statistically, but retiring it before the Raptors.
Yeah, I just don't think of the Nets when I think of Vince Carter legacy. I think
no
of
one
him
does.
In that purple Raptors uniform with a dunk between the legs in the yep. All-Star slam dunk contest, the dunk over the 7-footer in the Team USA jersey in the Olympics.
Yep.
Not anything to do with the Nets.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, he was drafted, I think, in 1998, I want to say.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And that's the thing. The Raptors had only been a franchise for a few years when they got him. I mean, and he put them on the map. Right.
And his cousin, Tracy McGrady.
I know, right? Yeah, but and that's the thing. They botched McGrady. They didn't play him like they should have.
Yeah.
And Vince Carter himself had a controversial exit from Toronto. So it's not a great look at all. But in the MLB, the former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges. The plea is considered a formality as part of a plea deal that Ippei Mizuhara struck with prosecutors earlier this month. Mizuhara agreed to a plea deal on one count of bank fraud and one count of subscribing to a false tax return. And then it's all about the NFL schedule release.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll start with this. We're about to get the full schedule release in what? Just a little over 20 minutes, right?
That's right.
Yeah. But some things that we've already received, some news that we've already gotten. Apparently the NFL is heading to Netflix. Streaming giant will be the exclusive home for the league's two Christmas Day games this season. The doubleheader is going to have the Chiefs facing the Steelers and the Ravens, the Texans. It's part of a three-year deal that will also see Netflix stream at least one Christmas Day game for the next two seasons. This marks Netflix's latest move into streaming more live events. That's probably somewhat controversial. I'm not crazy about it. But I think one that is going to be more welcomed is the increased international games that we've learned about. The Packers and Eagles are playing on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. And then exactly a month after that, the Jets are taking on the Vikings in London. And then the Jaguars are going to play the Bears on October 13th. The final London game will again feature the Jags. No surprise there as they face the Patriots on the 20th. Then on November 10th in Munich, Germany, the Giants will play the Panthers. So it has really become quite an international game. Obviously, it's heavily a big deal in the U.S. Its
sure.
popularity drops outside of that. But they're really looking to dip into that foreign market. And people like it, especially.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Jags do have a big following in London. We've talked about how they've done well. But, it's not going to be too long before we get a foreign team.
No, I was just going to say that. And, you know, it's not just Brazil. Spain has got some brand spanking new world-class stadiums, you know, Real Madrid, Barcelona. You've had the Germany game now for a couple of seasons. So, yeah, this is going to be every year. And I think we've talked about this before where I think whether or not there's an actual team that is over in London every season, permanently, I think the league has it in their mind that every team in the league will play one game internationally every single year. That's the direction logically that this thing is headed in. And there's just so many different markets. You know, you have different teams that have international partnerships with different cities, like the Saints, for example, Paris, right? Obviously the French connection there. I think Paris is probably at some point going to be hosting an NFL game. And there's just so many big cities in Europe. And then the Middle East is, I think, going to get involved too because of just how much money they're throwing at sports in the Middle East. So, this is not something that the NFL is going to get to a point where say, you know, I think we've had enough of this.
Oh, no. But didn't you, I mean, as I said, just talking about American football as a whole, gridiron football, as it's known as, college football, they've got like at least one game in Ireland every
Florida
year.
Florida State's playing in Ireland week zero against Georgia Tech, right?
Yeah, and last year it was like Notre Dame and Navy. Year
Something
before that,
like that,
Nebraska, Northwestern. So they're doing it annually, and I think it's is it going to be Stanford and somebody in Ireland next year?
I don't know.
I can't remember, but it's already been announced, whoever it is. But yeah, so they're really taking that seriously.
Very good. 6:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather, then health, business, and science notes after that.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, it's a bit more of nothing. Doesn't appear to be much. Just going to hold you up on the roads for too long. So it's a good thing that we got some good news in that. The Netflix thing kind of bummed me out with the Steelers. So glad to see that the roads are looking clear.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Texter said, hey, the cheerleaders might be a problem with games in the Middle East.
Ooh.
Leave them at home.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Depending on where you go, I mean, it's sad, but it is true. That could be a problem.
Yeah, that is true, though. I think the solution would be, hey, you know, let's just throw out two teams. Let's say the Bears and the Steelers, right?
I
don't think the Bears have cheerleaders because their owner's like 100 years old.
And the Steelers don't either.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let's say in an alternate parallel universe in the Marvel multiverse that the Bears and the Steelers have cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Let's say that Dubai, or is going to has a world-class stadium, and they're going to host an NFL game. I think the logical thing would be, hey, Bears and the Steelers will keep the cheerleaders at home and will host a massive watch party for fans in the two cities, maybe at the stadiums or whatever, and the cheerleaders can just, you know, host that with other team executives. And you
perhaps
know, that's the way around that. Good thoughts, though. DOJ says Boeing violated an agreement involving fatal 737 crashes that protected the aviation manufacturer from criminal charges. The filing was done in Texas, and the DOJ says Boeing broke a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of fraud laws throughout its operations. Boeing will have 30 days to respond. So the news just gets better for Boeing in 2024.
Oh, my goodness. Inflation was down slightly in April. That's some actual good news. Consumer prices were up 3.4% for the previous 12 months. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The cost of gas and shelter accounted for more than 70% of the monthly inflation numbers.
Record high mortgage rates are forcing many Americans to continue renting, and developers are pouncing on that and building new houses for rent at an unprecedented rate. Here's Aaron Rayall.
In 2023, 93,000 new single-family homes for rent were completed. That's 39% more rental homes in 2022 and the most in any year ever. According to Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies, median American renters spent 31% of their income on housing, but that's nothing compared to the cost of home ownership. In March of this year, the average monthly mortgage payment had ballooned to 38% more than the average monthly apartment rent. Rental builders are betting that home unaffordability means even relatively affluent Americans will remain renters. Aaron Rayall, NBC News Radio.
And McDonald's is reportedly set to launch its $5 value meal as inflation leads to higher fast food prices. The meal deal will offer a choice of a McChicken, McDouble, or four-piece chicken McNugget with fries and a drink. Meanwhile, McDonald's is going to stop self-serve soda fountains for dine-in customers by 2032, but Business Insider reports that the plan is being left to the discretion of individual restaurant owners.
Jeopardy spinoff is coming to Amazon Prime Video. Pop Culture Jeopardy will be the first time a version of the game show has been created for a streaming service. This iteration will focus on categories from music and movies to sports celebrities. Contestants will play in teams of three, according to Variety.
And the mothers of two beauty queens are speaking out about their daughters' recent resignations. Miss USA and Miss Teen USA both announced earlier this month that they were stepping down from their roles in the pageants, stating mental health reasons and no longer sharing the values of the organization. Yesterday, their mothers appeared on Good Morning America and said their daughters were ill-treated, abused, bullied, and cornered by Miss USA management. In a statement, the organization said it remains committed to fostering a healthy and supportive environment for all contestants.
Austin, you walked into the station this afternoon. You said, Joe, who won the dog show? I have to know this.
You're right. I was on the edge of my seat, bub.
A miniature poodle named Sage won. 148th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, chosen among 2,500 combatants with more than 200 breeds represented. A German Shepherd named Mercedes placed second.
Very nice. And it seems Kendrick Lamar is taking the victory in the rap beef battle with rival rapper Drake. That's at least according to the numbers. The Compton rapper has dominated the Billboard Hot 100 over his Canadian counterpart, with Kendrick's diss track Not Like Us debuting at number one this week. The song is proving to be the most popular out of all the tracks released in the feud, as it's become a viral sensation in social media videos.
And finally, Happy Gilmore is hitting the links again. Netflix confirming Happy Gilmore 2 is happening. Of course, Adam Sandler will be returning as Happy, and you've got to have Shooter McGavin. He should be in the movie too. I hope he is, because if you don't have Shooter, then it's not really Happy Gilmore, as far as I'm concerned. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news next as well. Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about Jerry Seinfeld's outstanding commencement address at Duke University. You know, the one that got reported as people protested and walked out? Yeah, 30 or so, but 7,000 stayed and listened, and it was amazing. And we talked with Mayor Reeves about the noise ordinance enforcement starting tomorrow. Also, how the children's book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, is the best analogy I've heard yet for what's going on with these protesters. Listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on a Wednesday, beautiful weather day today and tomorrow. We'll get Alan for the full details in just a couple of moments. Quickly recapping today's top three stories and local headlines if you're just checking in with us. The Biden administration moving forward with a new $1 billion weapons package for Israel that includes tank ammunition, tactical vehicles, and mortar rounds. President Biden and Donald Trump set to square off in two general election debates. One's going to happen June 27th. That'll be in Atlanta on CNN. And a second debate on September 10th by ABC News hosting that. NTSB out with a preliminary report on the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. They say the cargo ship Dolly lost electrical power and propulsion when it was leaving the port, striking a support pier. Investigators also determining the ship suffered a blackout the day before. Here locally, one person dead in a drowning at Pensacola Beach. It happened at around 4:40 this afternoon. Escambia Sheriff's Office still looking into the drive-by shooting on Diego Circle yesterday. They've recovered the suspect vehicle, but no word yet on any arrests or detailed on suspect information. Pensacola police, meanwhile, arresting a 31-year-old man in connection to the shooting Sunday night at Club Paparazzi. That's Javon Booker, who was arrested near Belmont and DeVillers Streets earlier this afternoon. Final check of the roads and weather this evening. Austin?
Well, I just took a quick look at the map, and it's a bit more of the same as it's been this entire hour. Not a lot going on the road, so if you're dealing with any problems, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight may include a little bit of fog, and low temperatures will be down in the 60s. More sunshine on Thursday, nice and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Rain is back late this week. In fact, the rain chance on both Friday and Saturday is on the high side. Look for scattered thunderstorms to move through the area. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 6:55 here, final segment on a Wednesday. Wacky stories in the news. We've had a few centered around AI. This one, though, it's real now. Yeah. Not to say that it wasn't, but you'll kind of understand why. A 61-year-old German man with terminal cancer in the news because he spent months training an AI to act just like him so it can interact with his family and answer questions for them after he passes away.
Going is hard, but when you know that something stays back, that your legacy is staying in the vault and is available for your children, grandchildren, for the generations after, this gives you a kind of, at least it gave me a kind of closure.
Michael Balmer is the first customer for a service called Eternos that creates your own AI double. You tell it your thoughts, memories, so it learns to mimic your personality, voice, and can even generate new ideas similar to what you may think up. They ask him 150 questions about himself and his life, and he spent several weeks answering them at length, and he and his wife just last month got to see his AI in action and came away very impressed. The cost, about $10,000 to $15,000, and there's already a wait list to sign up. So your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's very healthy. Like, I mean, I'm not a psychologist. What the heck do I know? But I think, you know, you learn in, like, human growth and development. Like, when a relative dies and a kid asks about it, you're not supposed to BS them. You're supposed to tell them, hey, listen, they died. You know, here's what that means, yada, yada, yada. I get that people grieve in different ways, and there's not always a rationality with that and stuff. And it is better that this guy's doing it himself. We touched on that last hour. But I still think it's not healthy for you to have, like, AI of a loved one when they're gone, especially if it's immersive and very realistic. I just don't think that's right because it's not a human, you know? It's not them.
You know, I guess I can see both sides. And yeah. It's not like I am sitting here judging one way or the other. I mean, I tend to be on your side when it comes to that. I think that, to me, the memories that you had with an individual, now, I mean, they're talking like, hey, his great-great-grandchildren that, you know, they could interact with him. I don't know. I think it means more to him than it will mean to them, you know what I mean? But it's an interesting concept for sure.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
But, to me, I guess I would rather say, look, I don't know, record videos for him.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, hey, like, you know, if there's one piece of advice I can give to you, you know, here's this or just whatever. I don't know. But, hey, it's not my money. And it's just
to each their own
technological marvels. And it's just another way that the world is changing very, very, very rapidly.
Oh, yes, for sure. And some good news here. Let's see. It's a lot about graduating. 17-year-old from Chicago just walked in her graduation ceremony this month after earning her doctoral degree. 17-year-old doctor, you heard that right. Dorothy Jean Tillman was homeschooled before entering college at age 10. In 2020, she earned her Master's of Science degree and then a year later was accepted into the Doctorate of Behavioral Health Management program at Arizona State. She says for now, she'll be just like any other teenager, figuring out what her specific dreams and goals are. She's already founded a leadership institute that emphasized the arts and STEM education.
Big deal. Doogie Howser was a medical doctor when he was 14.
Yeah, you know, good point. Good point.
You get that reference?
Yes, Neil Patrick Harris.
All right, very good. Good show, by the way. No, congratulations. That's amazing, Dorothy. In other graduation news, a set of quintuplets just graduated from Montclair State University in New Jersey. Victoria, Ludovico, Ashley, Michael, and Marcus Pavolo all earned their diplomas and all in different majors, too. They were born on July 4th, 2002. So now all graduating together. Very cool story there.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, that'll do it for us here. I'm going to race home for the NFL schedule release. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.